Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Insults, ridicule, humor.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, and that is what I thrive in, insults, ridicule, and humor to the left, and they deserve it. Every single day, you guys get up, and you are heroes. You are heroes. You want to know why you're heroes? You're heroes because you fight off the nonsense of leftism. I mean, we put the hero banner on lots of people, but you, the everyday American that gets up, that goes to these rallies, that goes to these panel discussions, that goes to primary events and things like this in order to elect your representatives, you get into the mix because you face day to day the crazy ideas, the crazy things that leftism, it confronts you every single day. It could be something like, oh, they won't let me fly my blue line flag, my HOA. They'll let you fly a Mexican flag. They'll let you fly a gay flag. They'll let you fly a BLM flag or some Pan-African flag, but they won't let you fly American flag or as I said, Blue Lives Matter flag, whatever. This is the crazy world we live in. But it's even crazier when you get into the world of insults. Let me give you an example. When I'm usually talking to some putz dude that's trying to give me crap because he's a lefty, I'll say something like, you know what, you'll never be the man your mom is. Now, that's my comeback to them, just as a quip. Something I learned years ago as a little kid to say to really get somebody upset, you know, like a yo mama kind of a joke. You'll never be the man your mom is. You know, like, well, you know, you talk about my mama. Yeah, and then that's when, you know, we get into a little beef, and then it's over, right? Man down, man down. So, but at the end of the day, the thing about that may not even be a joke today. You'll never be the man your mom is. May not be a joke. Your mom may very well be your daddy if I wait long enough. Welcome again, people. The art of the insult is going to have to be retooled for my kids. I have spent years teaching my kids how to insult in an effective way. All that training, it seems like it's gone. Here's one. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Hate me because your girlfriend thinks so. Now, if you were a lady saying that, or if I said it to a dude, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Hate me because your boyfriend thinks so. Don't you go talking about my boyfriend. It doesn't even fit. See, in my world of men and men and women, if I insult you by saying, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Hate me because your boyfriend thinks so. That is supposed to be a slam. Now it's like, yeah, my boyfriend thinks you're beautiful. You must be out your mind. You know, whatever. They're going to come at me and not even, they're going to miss it. They're going to miss the rapier whip that I just shared with you. What about these pikers that don't want to work? I've used this quip before, folks. I say, you know, you fear success. But in truth, you have nothing to worry about. Well, now we got a group of people that don't want to work. They want to stay home. They don't even care about, quote, success. Success is going to be guaranteed. If you think of it the way the government does, it's going to be guaranteed to them. The government will take care of them. Have you really stopped to think about what these people do, what they represent? To call it scary, it's not scary to me. It's sick. It is a sick ideology that wants to have kids thinking in this crazy world. I'm going to call it 360 degree view of sexuality before they've even defined theirs. See, I don't have a problem of you looking at some freak that wants to change their sex. And you're 21 years old or, you know, some age of consent. I'm not going to make that determination for you because different people age different ways. I wasn't ready to really fully understand the queer nation and all this other stuff probably at the age of 12 or 13. I was still like, what's that? maybe even as far as 17, 18. I remember this. I remember in college, I had a friend, his name was Alan. I forget what class we had together, but he was a very intellectual kid. And one day, we would trade notes because I was a very smart kid, but I was very gregarious. He was introverted. And one day I go to his room to get notes or something. And you got to understand, in a college dorm is the size of a closet. I mean, it's pretty small. So I knock on the door, doot, 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 nothing. I knock on the door, doot, doot, doot. I'm like, Alan, yelling. It takes this dude like 7 minutes to get to me. So finally he opens the door all, hey, Kevin, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, cool. And there inside of his dorm is this big, one of the hammer throwers on our football team. On our track team. Guy that threw the hammer. In fact, he's an Olympian. Big black dude from Britain. He and a brother were both on our team, on our track team. And I look over and I'm like, hey, man. And he's like, hey. And then I'm thinking, what the heck took you so long? I need to get these notes. What the heck took you so long to give me these notes? And Alan's all huffy puffy. Like, okay, well, hey, let me get those for you. You know, so he goes and he gets his notes. It was probably 5 years. Y'all think I'm picky. People will think I'm joking. It was probably 5 years after I graduated that I went, what? Those two are gay. They were in there knocking boots or doing whatever gay people do. But that's why, because I'm telling you, when I say that our dorm rooms were, if they were 15 feet by 7 feet, I'd be shocked. I mean, you had enough to get two little twin beds in there, little bitty desk, and a little walking space. They were small. Most people know what a dorm room looks like. And it takes Alan 7 minutes to answer the door. And then I get in there, and there's this big hammer thrower just sitting on the bed. And I mean, in fully clothed, but sitting on the bed. Hey, Kev. I'm like, hey, man, what's up? Hey, Al, you got those notes? Dang, man, what took you so long? You know, I'm like, oh, no, yeah. And he's all huffy puffy. So I don't want to know what they were doing, but I'll tell you this. They weren't singing old Negro spirituals. Let's put it that way. But that's how obtuse I was. But the point is this. I don't care. Alan is still my friend. We went through college, you know, and whatever class we had together, and we moved on. I haven't talked to him since. But you get my point. But these crazy people, we've had to rewrite everything. The way we look at the world is being rewritten right before your eyes. And we're not old fuddy-duddies. It isn't like we can't adjust to the times. We don't look at our cell phones and think it's operated by Martians. My great-grandfather would look at our cell phone today and go, that thing is evil. You better throw that thing away, kid. But we don't, you know, we accept stuff. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. I'm glad you're with me.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
96-12-59. Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Total Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How many things are on the minds of Democrats as we approach the midterms? The scandals, the stories, in whatever form. They may not be, pardon me, totally controversial, but they're definitely in the mainstream. For example, inflation. Inflation. We were at the grocery store the other day. There were twice the price for something that we used to pay for. It was up 40%. Melissa goes, look at this. And I was looking. I was like, what? She goes, this used to be X amount. I went, what? 40% higher. Just the way it is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You've got inflation. Biden blames everybody else. It is Bidenflation. We know it. You've got a stock market that is going down, down, down. All the money that was gained in the market, most of it, is pretty much gone from when Biden took off. Now, is that a barometer of will it go back up? It probably will go back up. But it is a barometer of how bad things are. When you get that freeze, it's there. And people are noticing. Because even if it is paper money, it's still money to you. When your portfolio has dropped 20, 30% in a short amount of time, you're like, whoa. Yeah, how many people pulled out of the market, said, you know what, put me in cash, put me in something completely different? I haven't touched on a fraction of the stuff. Buy inflation. We're talking about food. What about gas prices? Are you seeing the signs people are now posting on social media? $7.39 I saw for gas in California. I don't know if it, I don't think it was premium, but here's what I can tell you. Everything that was on the gas on the pump was over $7, whether it was diesel, regular, or premium. They were all over $7. I saw another that compared 2019 to 2020 to 2020, 21, and 22. And it was striking. The price was $2 and something, then $3 and something, now $5 and something. You can't hide from this stuff. So what are the things that are going to be bothering the Democrats as we get closer to the midterms, and what are they trying? When I ask that question, I mean, what are they doing to deflect? Now, let me just give you some examples. One way to deflect was to blame everybody else. They blame Trump. They blame Putin. They blame Wu Flu. They blamed all kinds of stuff. Then they ignored it. They said, there's no real inflation. Then they admitted to it. Then they said, no, the inflation is actually good for us. You remember this? And it doesn't matter what it is. Let me ask you, are we talking about Ukrainian refugees and how many there are? Are we talking about the number of people who've died from reactions to Wu Flu? Are we talking about crime in the cities and the number of people who have died? Now, that's just the stuff that we should be covering, right? Things that are out there that are pretty important things. Inflation's pretty important. Lack of health care, pretty important. Supply chain issues, pretty important. People not working, pretty important. The inflation and what it's doing to people who are now having to make the choice between eating and getting their drugs, their prescription drugs. And a host of other things. Maybe they're having to make a decision of, do I get an operation? Can I pay that copay? These are the things that Democrats have to get up and face every single day. Problems created by them. Things that they think they can try to cover up, and they can't do it. What are the other things bothering them? Polls. Polls drive, can you sell the lie? You can't sell the lie when the Pied Piper, the chief liar, the liar in chief, can't make you believe what you should now. In other words, when the Democrats used to tell you stuff, you'd go, okay, well, I guess it's true. I mean, I don't know. It was a talking point that was repetitive. Now you have Democrats going, you're not fooling me. What have they tried? So they tried all this blame game, deflect, etc. And then they said, oh, you know what? Let's leak the SCOTUS stuff. Let's see how that plays out. They did it. They're going to do something with Roe v. Wade. Now the Supreme Court is actually supposed to be deciding on this. So they're telling us there could be riots. Is that going to be in their favor or not? If Roe v. Wade is given to the states, which it probably will be, because it should be, and they riot, who are they going to blame? Are they going to blame us? They can't. By the way, in 2000 mules, do you know what they figured out? Who the people who were the mules? Do you know how they figured this out? It was members of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Are you aware of this? If you watch the movie, you probably are. Not good optics. These are the mules. I've got it under good information. A lot of these mules are going to get arrested. They're going to serve prison time. And we may be some of the people breaking the stories. I'm so excited about this. Anyway, going back to what have the Democrats tried? They tried this whole women's issue. Me too, me too. Oh, it's a right to choose, whatever. And you know what? How it backfired? Wu flu. When women went, hold on, wait a minute, right to choose? I had to wear a mask. Some of you even made me get vaccinated, even when I was pregnant.
Maybe I don't have as much control over my body as you've been leading me to believe. Oh, and by the way, it hasn't gone unnoticed on me that Hollywood's not paying for the Me Too. Leftist men are not paying for Me Too. Oh, and I did notice that if it's my body, why can Will Smith come up and slap Chris Rock and get away with it? If it's his body, you want to talk to me about domestic violence? How about public violence against another person? See, it doesn't, you may not be calculating it that way, but people are thinking about all these things in these very curious ways, these things that don't make sense to them. And there's a big exodus happening because Democrats are aware and they're going, enough is enough. So they tried that. It didn't work. It stayed in the news cycle for a minute. Now, if the Supreme Court does finally go ahead and and make a ruling about this, they're going to try to milk it a little bit more. It isn't going to go over any better. When they find out, oh, they gave it to the states. You know where the liberals live? In liberal leftist states. So they say, well, okay, well, I'll go to California or Massachusetts or Oregon and get my abortion. I won't get it in Texas or Oklahoma. Not exactly going to do what they need it to do. And it's compounded by all the things I told you a minute ago. What else did they try? Oh, we'll take this Buffalo shooting and we'll racialize it. And you know what you're saying? Racial schmacial. I'm not going to fall for it. And neither did their folks. Oh, he wrote a manifesto. He's a racist. So what? You know what? Gangbangers aren't writing manifestos as they shoot up black neighborhoods in Chicago and all over the rest of America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Formal charges are expected later today against the man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband last week.
So right now, it's specifically the striking of Mr. Pelosi's head with the hammer in a very violent manner that has led us to believe that we will file attempted murder charges.
San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins saying it plans to file criminal charges against the 42-year-old later Monday. A large financial treat could be yours tonight as the Powerball jackpot stands at $1 billion. No one hit the top prize Saturday, and this will be the second largest Powerball prize in the game's history. The last time someone won the jackpot was August 3rd. Tickets are sold in 45 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. A quiet day in Washington, D.C., with the House and Senate not in session. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We talk often about the lexicon of the left, how they create these things that kind of come out of nowhere. And look, I can sympathize with everything that they talk about. As an academic, as an intellectual, I can sympathize with someone who looks more mannish than they are a female and being called, hey, dude, and you go, sorry, female. But I will tell you this, those people that do that, I think they do it for sport. I think they do it for fun. I think they want the reaction that they get. Because if you're a woman and you kind of have mannish features, you would make yourself look more. This is nature, for example. If I'm a female bird and I look more like a male bird, but I need a mate, I'm going to make myself look more female. I'm not going to continue walking around looking all butch. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. Who are you listening to? I can't even say this stuff without cracking myself up half the time. Oh, my goodness. So we have a new term, folks, out there, a new lexicon, malicious misgendering. Now, misgendering in and of itself is sort of new because I had never heard the term. The genders are male and female. Now, you might make a mistake and think that a dude is a girl or a girl is a dude, whatever, I've gotten it. I haven't thought of it as misgendering. It's making a mistake. It's like, hey, dude, oh, I'm sorry. Young lady, whatever, we've probably all done it. Have you ever walked up on somebody and thought they were your friend or something like that? Have you misfriended someone? I mean, if we're going to make up terms, hey, Pete, oh, I'm sorry, dude, I misfriended you. But we don't, when we make mistakes in life, we don't have to come up with terms. Has anybody ever come up to you and said, you know, you look like so-and-so. Is that misidentifying me because I look like somebody? I can tell you this. I get accused all the time of a few people. Sugar Ray Leonard and O.J. Simpson. Occasionally The Rock. I'm kidding. Sugar Ray Leonard and O.J. Simpson. All the time. Do I have a complex? Do I need a psychological study on, Kevin, you have been Miss OJ'd and Miss Sugar Ray'd? You know, I know, I just go, Kevin, you look familiar. Now I go, Fox News, maybe I've been Miss Foxed because I got fired from that. So maybe I should be mad. I should go sue Fox News for Miss Foxing me because I had a career there for 3 years or so. Fairfax Public Schools in Virginia, their board wants to punish children for what they call misgendering. Malicious misgendering, meaning, you know Ted, he looks like Ted, but he wants to be called Susan, and you make a mistake and go, hey, I'm sorry, you know, dude, guy, whatever. They want you to be punished. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you did it intentionally, let me tell you what it's called. It's called bullying. In other words, if I'm going to mess with you and you get mad at me, and I do this all the time on Twitter. I misgender. A guy will be like, man, blah, 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 blah. And I go, well, that's pretty cool, princess. Yeah, I understand what you're saying there, princess. You know why I do it? Because it's meant to make you minimize you. It's meant to mock you. It has a purpose. It serves a purpose. Now, I'm not telling you the kid should go around doing, making other people feel guilty. If the kid walked with a limp, you know, and everybody's like, gimpy, gimpy. Look, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. There's going to be some kid who isn't trained in good manners. I tell my sons, I would tell them all the time, do not treat these little kids that have whatever issue, don't treat them differently. Recognize the issue. Don't ignore it. They know you see, you know, they got one leg shorter than the other. Say, hey, what's up there, buddy, with that little bitty short leg? And, yeah. But be their friend, because you know what'll happen? You'll joke about it, and it'll lessen the load. Suddenly they'll be like, you know what? I don't even care about it. I got my friends. They know I have a limp. They call me Gimp. It's cool. You give them nicknames. Schoolboy, raghead, whatever. You eventually adjust, and it becomes nothing. And you know what happens? You desensitize. But you know what? These people, don't you dare, Mrs. Jim, blah, blah, blah. So I looked it up. I wanted to understand this malicious misgendering. Academia is studying the problem. I'm going to read this. As a cisgender woman with long hair and a closet full of dresses, I can count on one hand the number of times I've been misgendered by being called he or sir. Cisgender means I was assigned female at birth and identify as a woman. For people who are transgender or non-binary, TNB, they got a new set of initials, with a different gender identity than their assigned sex at birth, being misgendered may be a daily occurrence. Why does misgendering matter? They study this, folks. Imagine a scenario in which you are called the wrong pronoun or honorific. For example, Mr., Ms., Mrs., multiple times a day. It might happen in person, over the phone, or via email. I want you to understand, over the phone or via email. So if you talk like this and a guy says, hey, sir, I'm not a sir, I'm a ma'am. Okay, sorry, ma'am. And in the next phone call you make, blah, 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 I need help with this, such and such. Okay, sir, I'll be right with you. Can I just put you on hold for a second? It's ma'am. Oh, sorry, ma'am. Really, I have to know. Now, if you talk like this, and I go, yes, ma'am, I'm a sir. You get it? What I'm getting at is, how the heck are you supposed to know? You take your best guess. There are people who have voices. I know you know these people, especially women. And they sound like little babies. And they'll go, oh, are your parents home? I have a friend has a really high voice. Sounds like a little girl. They'll go, are your parents home? She gets it her entire life. You know what? It's funny. It's the card she's dealt. Here's the good news. Good looking lady. Got a strapping husband. You know, good looking guy. She's not any worse for wear. He got over it. Just don't call her baby girl. But the point I'm making is, you get over stuff. But no, they got to research it. Because imagine this. Each time it happens, you must decide whether it's worth to correct the person or easier to let it go. Imagine that you are repeatedly confronted with this experience and the decision of whether or not to correct it throughout the day. Every day. As we know from research, and they highlight the research. And as I've also heard from TNB people, these are trans non-binary people. It is both exhausting and demoralizing. Yeah, it would be like, I don't know, the equivalent of having childhood cancer or leukemia or juvenile diabetes or you lost a limb in the war. I get it. It's so, man, it's so debilitating. They said that when people are misgendered, they feel invalidated and unseen. Okay. When this happens daily, it becomes a burden that can negatively impact their mental health and their ability to function in the world. Yeah, it's a massive problem. As I like to tell you, folks, it's the biggest existential threat to mankind there could possibly be. If you are a cisgender person, you can lighten this burden for TMB people by using the right names, pronouns, and honorifics to refer to them. Apologizing when you misgender someone. So, if all they need, apparently, according to this thing, is an apology. If every time it happens, oh, I'm very sorry. You look like a man. I'm sorry that I accused you of being a woman. I'm sorry. Moving on. Oh, you look like a woman. I'm very sorry I accuse you of being a man. Should makeup tips come with it? Should I give them some sort of an idea of what to wear? I'm no clothes hound or anything. I'm no haberdasher. But I'll tell you this. If you look like a dude and you want to be approached like a woman, act like a woman. Dress like a woman. Oh, wait. Sorry. Democrats and leftists don't even know what a woman is. It's too fluid. For all intents and purposes, the cup sitting in front of me, I'm going to give a plug, the fallen officer's cup sitting in front of me could be a woman. I just don't know. Cup, are you a woman? Could you please let me know? Oh, I think the cup just winked at me. It's a woman. During the break, this cup may molest me. I may molest this cup and actually drink some coffee from it. He's Cosby. Kevin, don't put any roofies in that cup. Oh, man. The world is so crazy because leftists are just so far out there. Look, I get their crosses you have to bear. Do you think that the dude that looks exactly like Brad Pitt, but there's a friend I know, a guy, he looks exactly like Brad Pitt. Do you think he gets mistaken quite often? Is that his cross to bear? What is your cross to bear? Why don't you let us know at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com or 844-551-8255.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can't stand the smug mask wearers, the black apologists, the people that try to pretend that they have some level of virtue that you don't have. And I know that these people look at people like us as Christ followers and people who seek the truth, and they say, oh, you're it. Well, you can try that game on somebody else, but it will not work with me. And I hope that those of you who listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, who follow my work, I hope you these words stick with you no matter what. All these virtue signalers are no better than Nazis. the ones who wore that armband, to show people, I'm a Nazi. I'm part of this party that wants to oppress but pretends that it does it for the greater good. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So I tell you guys, I'm an open book. I talk about the things that happen in my life. I talk about them openly. I talk about them honestly. Am I disgusted at times with the conservative movement and its lack of support of its real warriors? You're doggone right I am. And I tell you. But I also tell you this. You don't have to support anybody. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Nobody should be able to guilt you into it or make you do it. But don't be upset at the outcome. That's the difference. Don't be upset. Leftists will do this. Leftists will support their warriors, and they get the outcomes that they want. If you want what they want, follow their plan. If you don't, no problem. But don't think I'm not going to tell you. So I'm in this thread with a group of people, and as I mentioned before, I talked about this on another show. I gave them the secret to how you can defeat the left. It is a bona fide, tried and true, blue collar, true blue is what I meant to say, not blue collar, but blue collar way to do it. I talk to every grassroots organization that brings me in and says, Kevin, what do you think we should do? And I say, are you guys paying this group? It's 1,000 people, let's say. I go, are you guys paying a monthly fee to be part of this group? No, you know, we're not doing that. We just collect when we need it and all that, and we're not about all that. And I go, then fine, you're not going to be around. You're going to lose. See, if 1,000 people said, we're going to pay $10 a month to be in our group, you'd raise $10,000. And you'd be able to do something. And if you collectively have some idea of what you want to do with that money, you will be successful. But if you don't do it, it's not going to happen. And if you're not fundraising, if you're not gathering more people, if 1,000 people don't go out and say, we're all going to bring one additional person to this party, to this thing that we're doing, to this organization, and then we'll have 2,000 people giving us $10 a month, and so on. If you're not doing that, you're not poised for growth. Oh, no, we want to limit it to this, that, and the other. Are you all rich? Great, because that's phenomenal. Now, let me tell you what all your riches is going to do. Absolutely nothing, because unless you are able to put that money behind somebody that's got a bunch of people, you aren't going to change a thing. You're just having meetings and having throwing parties and making yourselves feel like you're doing something. And if that's your goal, good. But it isn't going to work. You need people and money, lots of both. And many people can generate lots of money. I have friends who are wealthy who can't get anything done with Congress because they don't have people. And they don't have a plan to say, I'll get these people if you don't do what I tell you, which is with my money. Now, I don't want money running politics. So I'm kind of glad it doesn't work that way. I'm glad that you still got to come back to the people. But anyway, I give this way to do it. And some guy makes it sound like I'm being self-serving. And I excoriate. And I do what I do. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but you're not going to tell me, oh, you're being selfish. Let me tell you, if you want to call me selfish, yeah, I wish I could punch you in your face. Because my family almost lost our home at one point while I was building this organization being selfish. And I ran through all my money. And Melissa said to me, you better put the brakes on. And I did. But thank God Brad loaned me the money to Dale and Lori loaned me the money so I could pay my mortgage and not lose my house. Now, if you want to say that's self-serving, kiss my black butt. Anyway, this one guy, his name is Blake. He and a guy named Joe are anti-Trumpers, and they can't stand that I won't jump on Trump. So this guy, I excoriated this dude because how dare you, you know, try to tell me how to think. So he writes to me privately, and here's what he says. I myself have, because I told him he's a racist. I go, you're a racist. You're a leftist and a racist, and you don't even know it. You're too stupid to know it. And here's what he says. I myself have a mixed family, and am astounded that you align yourself with a white supremacist crowd. He's talking about you folks. Kevin, You're letting your narcissism get the better of you. If you could hold off on your name calling and belittling for a moment, you might actually see through your tunnel vision and realize that the best path for our democracy is to be fiscally responsible, which neither party has been. Deal with our increasing income disparity and learn to listen to each other in order to come out with compromises that reflect the views of the American middle, not that of either extreme. So he considers himself a centrist. Yeah. But he says, I can assure you Joe feels no leftist superiority, especially over blacks. Because he's taking up against Joe, who's the guy who started all of this. And I'm going to read you my response. I said, why are you writing to me privately, Randy? Don't bother answering. I know why. I know that you are concerned for me, quote, aligning with white supremacists. And I get the implication, the hidden message that I must be idiotic to pick my own friends and associates, right? Your message reminds me of a debate I had on CNN with Ellis Hinman, who claimed the Tea Party to be racist. When asked by the CNN host, Hinman explained his theory. When the question came to me, I asked Hinman how many tea parties he had attended. He answered none. Yet, he was their expert. You, Randy, are an obvious expert on my friends and acquaintances, right? You know white supremacy, even if I don't recognize it, right? Are all of my friends and associates white supremacists, or just the ones you deem? You mentioned being astonished at my choices, Randy. Well, I too am astonished at how I have survived all this white supremacy for so long. Interestingly, as with all leftists, you refer to me as a narcissist. While in fact, being a narcissist, and I laugh at it. Yet I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm not meddling in your life or decisions as you are mine. Addressing your comments about fiscal responsibility, income disparity, your subjects, and other issues, you've not inquired about my views publicly. Nevertheless, you accuse me of having tunnel vision without even exploring my ideas on the subjects I discuss often on my radio show, in interviews, and so on. Do you even know anything about my views on these subjects? Or will you provide me yours as you've tried on my support of Trump? Or my friendship with Justice Thomas, which he lampooned Justice Thomas. Said he never should have been on the Supreme Court, blah, 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 blah. The best Supreme Court justice we've had in our lifetime. The most conservative voter. And this guy says, oh, who is he? Why? Because this guy has his closet racism. And here's what I go on to tell him. You and Joe are racist that the leftists describe and actually are. And the worst kind of racist. Too stupid to know that you are racist. You write to a grown man as if you offer counseling. You want to heal me of what you believe is the wrong way. An accomplished person, humble in the gifts that God has given me, but unapologetic about discussing my gifts. You call this narcissism because how dare this black man explore his intellect publicly? In other words, what I'm telling Blake is you want people to think I'm stupid because you think I'm stupid. This guy, I got to tell you, what a piece of work. I finally said this. I know my words will ring hollow to you because you are an imbecile. But if you consider what I'm writing in any real depth, you will realize that I'm right. That said, I don't care what you do. Because I won't try to change a grown butt man, even if he is an effing racist, with stupid blank views. Sadly, folks, I'm out of time. Hey, Blake and John, enjoy that.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.